On daf, we're really at the top of this voting base. Tashma, he mis shori is ploni, or shor shal ploni, raising mishal al piyatzmo. So that shows that he mis shori is ploni is referring to kofar, but relevant to us, he mis shori is shom, or shor shal ploni is referring to chatzi nezek, keren, and you pay on your own admission, which proves it's mammon. My lav v'tam. Right, like we just said, love wood, maybe that's a mood. Everyone agrees mood is mamon. Well, tam, my, hachinami, de mishalom, piyatmo. But if you're going to claim that tam is a knas and you don't pay by your own admission, ihachi, adetoni seifa, himishori is abdo shalploni, and mishalom, piyatmo, lifto, listening, bidi day. But medver, remember mood, well, the tam, in mishalom, al piyatmo. If you're going to say that only mood pays by his own hodah, but tam doesn't, then why in the seifa, when it's looking for an example that you don't pay by your own hodah? Meaning, an example of knas, it has eved, you pay 30 shloshim, shekel, shal eved, which is a knas, it's a fixed amount regardless of how much the eved is worth. Why not just, why go to eved? Just stick with short killing ashore, normal case, and say it was a tam, is a case where you don't, where it's a knas. The answer is, kulei b'muad kamayri. No, this whole price is only talking about muad, and therefore it's not dealing with tam. Toshma, Zeklakal Mashalm Yosar Mashi, he's again Mashalm al Piyatmo, my lava pach, Mashizik Mashali, right? Whoever pays more than they damage is a knas and doesn't pay al Piyatmo. The implication is that less than they damage is Momo, which proves Palganis Kamamona. Lo, Hakam Mashizik Mashali. No, the duke is just more than you damage is a knas, but the exact amount you damaged is Momo. But less than you damage is still a knas. Al pach is my hachanamid Mashali, but if less than you damage, there is a knas, and you don't pay al piyatzmo. Hachi, at this time, zekalak al mashalim yolsha mashi hizik in a mashalim piyatzmo. Listening, zekalak al she'ein a mashalim mashi hizik. Demash from pachos, demash from yosef. Ti yuvda. Okay, if really palganiska is unique, right? Every time you pay more than your mazik, we know that's a knas. Every time you pay exactly what your mazik, no more, no less, we know that's mamon. The only case where you pay less than your mazik, across the board, is palganiska. So if so, why did it say whoever pays more than their mazik is a knas? It should have said whoever pays not what they were mazik is a knas. So this, you have to, it's a proof. Vehilchsa, palganiska knasa. We paskin, palganiska is knas. Do you have to vehilchsa? If we just had a disproof, then how could you paskin that way? In time am I have to, yes, meaning the tiyufta was not a good tiyufta. We withdraw the tiyufta. Time am I have you tiyufta, we should be lokatani kamosha hizik. Lo psikole. You wanted to say the reason was tiyufta because it didn't say whoever pays what they damage is mamon, implying that less than they damage is, since it said only more than they damage is knas, that implies less than they damage is mamon. No, really, it implies neither way, because less than you damage could go either way. Lo psikole, there's not a general rule. That's what the price means. Whoever pays more than they damage is knas. Whoever pays what they damage is mamon. Whoever pays less than they damage, depends, could go either way. Why? Good answer. Half nezik. There are two half neziks. There's keren tam and there's tsuros. Tsuros is mamon. Keren tam is kanas. And therefore, the braisa didn't want me to dike either way. Okay. Now we've finished and we paskin palganizka is kanasa. Bahash damar palganizka kanasa. Now that we say palganizka is kanasa. Again, obviously, now that we say, this is where we get started from, implies that otherwise we would have passed in something different, right? Because we passed in Elginus Kinasa, I called a dog that ate sheep, which I guess are too big for a dog to normally eat. Vishonra da'achla tarnagola. And a cat that ate chickens, which are too big for a cat to usually eat. Mishunahu, that is strange. It's not the derech. V'lo magbinim ha-babel. And it is a knas. And a knas, until now we've been saying a knas ain't a mishalom al-pi'atzmo. That's the litmus test of a knas. There's another litmus test of a knas. Lo magbinim ha-babel. You don't collect it in bavel. What do we mean bavel without smicha? You need smicha to collect a knas. We did learn this at Sanhedrin many years ago. You need smicha to collect a knas. There's only smicha in Eretz Yisrael in those days. Now there's not smicha anywhere. And therefore, you don't collect it in Bavel. Vahani Mili, Rav Ravi, Avol Bezutri, Yochid. That's only big ones. But small ones are normal, and that would be considered shame, just normal eating, and you would collect it in Bavel. Okay, very, very technical. Machlokes, and then we'll get into the heart of the matter. What do we mean by Rav Hani Mili Rav Rave, what is it referring to? So Rashi says, one second. Here we are. Rashi says it's referring to both of them, chickens and sheep. Only big chickens and big sheep are abnormal, but small chickens and small sheep are normal. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, when he brings this down, in Pirkei Malach HaZayin, says, "A kelov she'achal kosim ketanim o chosol she'achal tarnigolim gedolim." Only by the chicken there's a difference between small and big, but by a cow, a dog eating sheep, whether small or big, it's a shimon. Okay, that's not that's a technical point. Now let's get to the heart of the matter. It all starts with the Tosos here, which is the Hashta. Right, the Hashta Domer. Here we have the case of Kelev Sha'achal Imri, according to Rashi Big, according to Rambam Eni, and Shunra the Achal Tarnagola, Tarnagolta Ravravi. So what's the case? Kelev Sha'achal Seh, the Chatul Sha'achal Tarnagol. So what do we say? Leman the Omar. Palgan is Draknasa. Ain Govin. And what about Leman the Palgan is Ramona? Obviously, it's going to have to be something different than this. So, what is the. What do we say according to Leman the Omar, Palgan is Gamamona? So, how about Leman the Omar, Palgan is Mamona. So, what are your two main choices? At least go to Argyrsa. What are your two choices? Either you're not Gova even in Eretz Yisrael, or, well, let's not go there, or you're Gova even in Bavel, right? Tosos and the Rashba here say, from the Rambam we'll never know, because he doesn't deal with what would be according to Rishita Rino Paschal. But it says Tosos and the Rashba in Bava Kamma, Potter, Potter Legamri, meaning Afilu the Eretz Yisrael Beis Asmicha. You're Potter Legamri. It's not moment. It's not Knas. There's no Chiyuv at all. So if you're Palgan Asmicha Knas, so you're Chayuv in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not going to Bava. And we'll see. The Gemara says in the next line. But if you want to summon him to go to Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, then he goes to Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. But if your palgan is gomona, your pato legamri. What's the other option? The simpler option, I think, the pashas the Gemara is if palgan is gomona, you're not govin bavel. So if palgan is gomona, you are govin bavel, right? This is very explicit in the Ritva. I put this on. It was in brackets last time, but I realized it shouldn't be. Here, the Hada Amrinu Hashadam or Pagnis Kaknasa, High Kalba Dachal Imri, Shun Dachal Tanagoli, Ravri, Vishuna, who will love Gino to Vavel. Notice this formulation sounds like the Rambam, not Rashi, because he puts Ravri by Tanagoli. High Mishum, the boy, the Mamer, the Lomagin, like Vavel, the Inknasos Nigrin, Vavel Klau, the Ilum and the Ara Pagnis to Mamona, my Gino love Vavel. Very, very explicit. Right? The Ritva in Ksuvos. Now, here's this little funny, I have to have brackets. The Rashba in Ksubos assumes like the Ritva in Ksubos. So, it's a little peculiar. Because the Rashba here says very, very explicitly, Tosfos here. Could be he changed his mind, especially since the Rashba in Ksubos leaves it a little bit sort of eel. Not a little bit. Leaves it in force, but sort of eel. So, it could be the Rashba in Ksubos held that way, and then somehow changed his mind before Bava Kamma. But what was the Tzarchiyim? By the way, this is a side point. The Rashba says, hold on a second, how can you be Govin Bavel? Forget about whether Knas or Mamon. Remember we mentioned from the 8th Perek that you only Govin Bavel things that have Chesron Kis or Shchiyach are common? It's clearly uncommon. How can you be Govin Bavel? Yeah, everyone agrees it's uncommon. No one argues whether or not it's common. That's a fact. If it's a fact that it's common, how can you be Govin Bavel? Forget about Knas Mamon. Whatever's not common, it's not common. So the
So he leaves it with Tzarchi. Maybe that's why he changed his whole mind by the time he got to Bokama. The Ritva answers, no, it is common. It's a weird thing to do. It's a weird thing for the dog and cat to do. But every weird thing doesn't make it uncommon. Some weird things end up being common. How so? Since people let dogs and cats run roam freely all the time, no one watches their dog and cat, everyone lets the dog and cat out. Therefore, even an uncommon thing, if you let them walk around all the time outside, it gets statistically, even uncommon things happen once in a while. Right? Everyone knows. I don't know any statisticians here. Any actuaries or anything, you'll know. Some things are like uncommon, but if, right, it only happens 0.1% of the time. But if it only happens 0.1% of the time and you do a million tries, it's going to happen 1,000 times. So it's a little funny. He says the getter of Mishunah means it's unlikely in each instance for it to happen, says the Ritva. But since there's a lot of instances, it's going to happen in the end, and therefore it's considered Shchiach. Okay, that's the Ritva's Cha. He says Mishunah means in each case the odds are low. Shchiach means and all of society will end up happening. And the odds are low. There are a lot of dogs and cats. They roam around many hours a day, so it'll end up happening. Okay, that's very fascinating, but not for us right now. What do they say? They say, Govin Afilu Bidbavel. Okay, those are the two options within our Girsa. What's interesting and challenging is that I don't actually have any names to associate with this. The Rash will quote the Girsa that he doesn't like at all. And we understand why he doesn't like it. It seems awfully radical. And we'll try to explain that also, but not right away. The Rash will quote the Girsa. That's not exactly our Girsa. What is the Rashba's Girsa? Hachi Garsinan, he quotes our Girsa. The Lo Garsinan, what Girsa does he not like? Obviously, keep in mind, when the Rishonim wrote their Perushim, they didn't just think of any random string of words and say Lo Garsinan. Whenever they say Lo Garsinan, it means some people had that Girsa, and they're going to tell you not to believe that Girsa, right? So some people had a Girsa. The Lo Garsinan, Lo Mishalim El Chatzin Ezek Lo Magvinim Bebavel. Okay, this is a very strange Girsa. This is the two mainstream shitas. Girsa Hanidches Al Yedei the Rashba. The Girsa the Rashba rejected was, what did it add in? Lamanda Amar Palgan is Knasa, it's only half Nezek, which we don't have in ours. Which implies the Mandar Palganiska Mamona, it's full Nezek. Which is strange. Like, why would it be full Nezek? It's still Mishonah. So that's a very peculiar thing to say. So that seems to imply that Lamanda Amar Knasa, it's Chatzi Nezek, the Ein Govin Bid Bavel. Lamanda Amar Mamona, it's Nezek Shalim. The Govin, the Bavel. Okay, the second part of this is not so radical, but the first part is exceedingly radical, and we'll have to come back to that, but we might need some background first. Let's stick with the two mainstream shatim. So, what's going on in these two mainstream shatim? What's the Svar of Tosos? Tosos makes the Svar very clear. What does Tosos say? The Hashad Amar Palganiska Knasa, Nira Didafkal Man Palganiska Knasa. Avolamanda Amar Palganiska Mamona, right? According to Manda Amar Palganiska Mamona, Lom Chayiv Klal is not chayiv at all anywhere, even theoretically. Demehei Taisi, because where would you get a chiyuv? Demi Kerlo Asya Dekaron Orchehu. The Stam Shvarm Labeches Kashimur Chayimi. Behind Mishonahu Dlav Orche Dekal Bolamechal Imri Ravrivi. What is Tosa say? No. Lamanda. What does Manda Amar Palganiska Mamona hold? What's the basis for Manda Amar Palganiska Mamona? That it's Mamona because it's not Mishonah, it's normal. If it's normal, it's your fault for not watching it, for not guarding against it, it's your Pshia for not guarding against it. So you're Chayiv naturally, Mamon, you're Chayiv logically. So if it's normal, what does that mean? Aish is normal, Bor is normal, Shane is normal, Regal is normal, Teren is normal, according to Mandar Palgus Mamona. All the others that seek in the Torah are Urche. So what if something's Mishonah? Then it's not covered by the Torah. The Torah only gave examples of Orche. The Torah never gave an example of Mishonah. So Mehechitesi. Right? So there's no Chiyuv at all for something that's Mishonah. The Torah was never Mechayiv on something that is Mishonah. And that's the important focus. Lamanda Rapalganiska Knasa Karen is Mishunah. So you do have precedent in the Torah for being Machayvu Mishunah. Lamanda Rapalganiska Mamona Karen is Orche. So there's no Makar in the Torah. Machayvu Mishunah. Mishunah is part of the Gamri. It's not your fault. You couldn't have anticipated it. That's the sheet of Tosos and the Rashva in Bava Kamma. So now, let's just ask, what is, this brings up a very important question. What is the yesod of the machlokes between manda amar palganiska mamona and manda amar palganiska knasa? Right, so over here we have a clear opinion. It says Tosos, manda amar mona holds its orche, manda amar knasa holds it is lav orche, it is mishoneh. They're arguing a seemingly vincius. So let's just get this down. Here we have Manda Omar Knasa, Manda Omar Mamona. One opinion is that of Tosos. Tosos says, Manda Omar Knasa says that Keren is Mishona, and Manda Omar Mamona says that Keren is Orche. Therefore, excuse me. Therefore, let's just review here. Kol Davar Mishuna is told us Karen, which is what the rest of this Tosfos goes on to say. Anything that's Mishuna is told of Karen, because that's the essence of Karen. But Kol Davar Mishuna is Patur Legamri. Right? Because there's no Makar in the Torah at all. That's the Shita of Tosos. Excuse me. Now, here we have a little bit of a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, let's go back to Mandarmer Palganiska Mona Mandarmer Palganiska Knasa. Everyone agrees it's Palganiska. According to Mandarmer Palganiska Knasa, why is it only half? Well, because it's really not something you should have anticipated. You shouldn't be chayv at all. The term made a knas of half. Okay, knas. You don't have to explain why it's half. It's only a knas. Why should it be so much? Mandarmer Palganiska Mona. Why is it only half? So the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, Chos Rachmana Olei Dakati Lo Yai Torah. The Torah, not Torah Aramaic. Okay, the Hashem, the Halacha. The Halacha is Mako's lenient on the fellow because his ox was not yet warned. Who cares? Meaning, shame for regulation bar. You weren't yet warned three times, but it's normal and anticipated, so we have no rachmanis on you. Why all of a sudden should we have rachmanis on you if it is orche? This is what the mefarshim struggle with in the shita, and what does the gilyon end up answering? What does the gilyon end up answering in the shita gavetzis? Or what do you answer? Taka, so why should the Torah be chasalav? By the way, let me just point out something interesting that the Mefarshim point out there when Yeshaya asked in the Riva. According to Tosos here, that is Patur Legamri, it's very nice that why the Gemara, it explains very nicely why the Gemara changed their tune. What do I mean? Until now, what have we been talking about? Shor Shenogach, which is in the Chumash, and a classic thing in the Chumash, in the Mishnah, Shor Shenogach. All of a sudden, at the end of the Gemara, when it wants to make an example, it switches to dogs and cats. Why switch to dogs and cats? So, there are many ways to answer this. Why switch to dogs and cats? Why not keep talking about Shor Shenogach? Why switch to dogs and cats? According to Tosos, it's very meduyak. Ah, because now we want to, dogs and Shor Shenogach is a machlokas, whether it's Meshone or Orche. Now we want to give an example that's Meshone l'kuli alma. How can we find an example that's Meshone l'kuli alma? Dogs that eat sheep and cats that eat chickens is Mishuna l'kuli alma. So we have to switch dogs and cats in order to have a case that's Mishuna l'kuli alma. Okay, that works out very nicely. If you take the other approach, which Yeshaya asked on the Riva, he said, if you take the other approach, which the Riva took here, then why did the Gemara switch to dogs and cats? Why not stick with Shor Shenogach? So, That's why. We switched to Kelev v'chatol, which are mishumeh even lamanda amar palganizga mamona. Okay, now we understand why it's bringing dogs and cats. Because dogs and cats are mishumeh even lamanda amar palganizga mamona. According to the second shot, the Rivan, the Shiv Gobetzes here, seems to take the second shot. Because what does the Riva say here in the Shittim Kubetzes? What does the Riva say here in the Shittim Kubetzes? The Riva says, excuse me for a moment. The Riva says here. There is a Riva here. Riva Omar. No, the Afilam Anar Palgin is Kamamona Mikri Karen Mishona. No, that's not. And then Rabbi Shai asks on him, okay, he's. Why then do we switch to dogs and cats? Why didn't we say, according to this pshat, what do we say? Mandar Pelganiska Knasa, it's a Knas, and you don't pay in Bavel. Mandar Mamona, it's Mamona, and you pay in Bavel. So why not stick with Shorsha Nagach? Shorsha Nagach is a Knas, Mandar Knasa, and Mamona, Mandar Mamona. Why do we have to switch to dogs and cats? That's what the Ritva answering Subas. Why? Switch to dogs and cats. Why switch to dogs and cats? You could have said, a shor shanagach. L'mandamar knasa is a knas, doesn't pay in bavel. L'mandamar moda is moda, does pay in bavel. Why switch to dogs and cats? Here the Ritva said for a side reason. Says the Ritva, for a side reason. What's the side reason? We're only gove. Something shkiach in Bavel. And shkiach, remember what the Ritva said. Shkiach doesn't mean how likely it is to happen in each instance, right? Who's accountant, actuary, math person here? Can back me up on this. No? Shkiach doesn't mean how, Meshunah means how likely it is in each instance. Shkiach means how likely it is in the whole town. It says only dogs and cats that damage Meshunah are more shkiach than oxen that damage Meshunah. Why? Because oxen, you only let them walk in the street sometimes and you keep a little bit of an eye on them. So they don't end up damaging that much. Dogs and cats roam freely all day long, so they end up damaging more. And dogs and cats damage a mishunah damage more often than oxen. Not more often, it's more normal. Not the odds in each case are bigger. The odds in each case are only 1% it'll do it. But if 1% of the cats will eat a chicken, since cats roam around all the time, every week some cat's going to eat a chicken. If 1% of the oxen will gore, since oxen only roam around sometimes, and you usually keep an eye on them anyway just because they're very valuable and very important, therefore only once a year will an ox gore. And therefore it's not shchiach. Okay. Very clever answer to the Ritva. Let's get back, though, to where we were. Why would the Torah chas aleihem? No one gave me an answer yet.
And the Orchei just relates to what the courts can adjudicate, but with regard to Mishunah, it's what his damage and his level of shimur is.
I'm not sure what you said to me. I just said it's Orchei, meaning it's normal. If it's normal, then why...
That doesn't relate to him. That relates to the courts and what they... As far as his level of shimur, his liability, you look at Mishunah and...
Meaning, even though it is Orchei, it's still a little Mishunah, right, is what you're suggesting. Okay, that's what the Gilyon, or the Gilyon Tosos, I mean, really mean the same thing, says here. The Gilyon says here, Nera l'manda r'palgan izgamona nami karen lo havi orche. Midikor lo retarfo mishonah. Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah later, says mishonah karen b'chatzar aniza. He calls karen mishonah. And that's in the Mishnah. So neither side of the machlok zamarom wants to go against the Mishnah. It's not nami achlok shoso kelem shalom chatzinezik. It says the animal eats clothing or utensils, pays chatzinezik, it's weird. El lepli, the manda r'knasa lo havi klal orche. K'mo shonah d'achol tak. Manda r'knasa, it's not orche at all. Man de Omar, Mamon avi orche ktsas. It's in between. Okay, you say not quite as sophisticated as we're suggesting. What can you say? You can say like this. And you can say this is Tosfos Lefi, who's talking now, the Gilyon Tosfos. Again, Gilyon Tosfos means we don't know who wrote it. It was scribbled in the margin of Tosfos, right? Like a half of the sheet of Gubetzes in Baba Kama. It's just the Pirush on Tosfos. Right, that's all the Gilyon Tosfos, the Rimi Shayas, etc., most of which are just Pirush on Tosfos. So what does he say? Lamanda or Kenosa, it is, Karen is Mishuna. Lamanda Ramona, Karen is Orche Ktas, Umishuna Ktas, right? I don't want to prejudice myself. Right, very fascinatingly, if you ask a psychologist as opposed to a halachist slash jurist, whether you say orche ktsas or mishune ktsas, you can make two different impressions on people. I'm not going to prejudice myself. It's orche ktsas, mishune ktsas. It's in between. Shein v'regel, that is totally normal. Some things are totally weird, like dogs eating sheep and cats eating chickens. Karen is somewhere in between. And therefore, if you ask, right? The chas rachmana ale misham de mishone ktsas. Meaning it's really mummy. It's mishone ktsas, but it's orche ktsas. You should have watched it. You're a poshea. You're chayiv logically mummon. It's not a knas. But nonetheless, since it's not quite as predictable as the other things, it was a little unpredictable. You were pshia. You had the level of pshia to be necessary logically. But it was still a little lower pshia than some other people might have had. You still had a little bit of an excuse. For the little bit of excuse was chatz rachmana alei. Now, still, this ends up being, what about kol davar mishuna? Kol davar mishuna. Havi told us, Karen, you're still going to end up saying the same thing, dogs and sheep. This was in Tosfos. Davar mishune legamre pato legamre, something that's totally mishune still pato legamre, that's why it's within Tosfos. Dogs and cats eating, you know, weird cases. I don't know, my cat ate an elephant. That is mishune legamre. A case like that is still pato legamre. We have no makra in the Torah. We only have makra in the Torah, shein regulation bor, for things that are totally orche, and Karen for things that are partially orche and partially not orche. Something that's totally weird, we have no makor in the Torah, so that's why it's still within. These are both within Tosfos. These are both within Tosfos. And that explains Chas Rachman Olei. The question is this the right shot in Tosfos? Now, it's always hard to say the right shot in Tosfos because, you know, every Tosfos might be written by someone else. But is this the right shot in, if we look at the framework of Tosfos printed on the page in all of Maseches Bava Kama? Nira Lanias Daiti. This is not the right shot in Tosfos. Nirelani is daite that Tosfos meant it was orche mamish, not that it was orche tzas. Why? Because of what Tosfos says in daf heyam and beis and daf beis and beis, which are both pirushma daf heyam and beis, right? Just daf beis and beis, he quotes pirushma daf heyam and beis and uses it to explain the whole thing with Chuberas and Tefusha, which we're not going back to now. What does the Gemara say in daf heyam and beis? The Gemara says in daf heyam and beis that you could have learned Karen from everything else. Remember Hayim and Beis, we're trying to learn everything from everything else? Could you have learned Karen from everything else? Says, no. What does the Rabbah say? Kishon is bor b'nayu is asikulu me'atzad. If you add bor to something else, you can learn everything from me'atzad, except for Karen. You can't learn Karen. Why? Karen's not mod mitchiloso. If you remember, we saw machlokas there. What does it mean Karen's not mod mitchiloso? Is that a legal pircha? Or a factual pircha. Let's assume like Tosfos a factual pircha. What does it mean? Karen's not more mitzvah. It's not orche. Not more mitzvah means you're not warned originally because you couldn't have anticipated it. It is mishune. So the Gemara says right there that Karen is mishune. Then the Gemara continues and says ulamandar adarav Karen adiv shingon aso hazik. The mandar says adarav. No, Karen is not more kal. It's more chomer. It's kamen aso lahazik. Then it's different. Okay, afilu Karen asi. Who is this Manda Umra? The Karen is more chomer, not more kal. Says Rashi here. Lois Parashecha. We have no idea what this is referring to. We can't explain. And he says someone could hold whatever you want. You could hold. I just decided that you look at everything, you weigh all the factors, and you decide Karen is more chamer. But we have no mucker and shas that will explain the strange man d'amar. Tosos argues on Rashi. Tos says, no, what do you mean Lois Parashecha? Is parish v'is parish. You know who's the man d'amar Karen Adifa? Man d'amar Palgan Iska Mamona, says Karen is Adifa. Because according to man d'amar Palgan Iska Mamona, Karen is Orche, and you can learn it from the other Avos Nezikin. And that's what Tosas in Daf Hamad Beis, and enough Beis of Beis as well, and probably quoted in the Masifta someplace. Everyone points this out.
Yeah.
So, Minastam. All the Achronim who I don't know their names probably point this out. And even some who I do point this out. Now, what does this mean? Let's think about what Tosos means for a moment. What does Tosos say? Lamanda or Palganis Gomona, you could learn Karen. If the Torah hadn't written Karen, you could learn it from the other Avos. Hold on. If you could learn it from the other Avos, if it's Meshunek Tsas, how could you learn from the other Avos? The other Avos are Orche Legamre. How can you learn Meshunek Tsas from Orche Legamre? It doesn't make sense. But if it's Orche Gomor, then you could learn it from the other ones. So it seems to me that Tosos thinks that Tosos, Alpishitaso. If it's just the Tosos here that I just read you, Dir Maslav Hashta, you could have gone either way. All he's saying is that you can't learn the dog and the cat from Karen Lamanda Ramona. Why? Dog and the cat is totally Mishona. But Karen could be partially Mishona or could be Orcha Legamre. And that's why the Gilead one says partially Mishonah, and that's Chasrach Bona Leh. But that's not the Shita of Tosus himself, because Tosus himself in Avbeis and Avhei said, Lamanda Ramona, if the Torah hadn't written Karen, you would have learned it from Shane, Regel, and Bor, and Ish. Or even from Bor and one of the other ones, right? From Bor and Regel, you would have learned Karen. Why? If it's Mishonah Ksas, how could you have learned it from things that are Orchel Gamre? It must be it's Orchel Gamre. So I'll be Shitaso Le'el, and Avbeis and Avbeis and Avhei and Avbeis, where he says that you could have learned Karen from the others, it sounds like it's Orche Legamre, not like this Gilyon HaTosos is saying. Just to be fair, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yisrael also even goes so far as to say Gilyon Tosos didn't mean it for this reason. Oh, here's the Achron who says, who points this out, if I recall correctly. Yes. The Gilyon asks on the Gilyon Tosos, right? That's where I got these Tosos from. The Gilyon asked in the Gilyon Tosos, if it's Meshunek Tzas, how in Daf Beis and Daf Hei does Tosos themselves hold? You could have learned it from the other Avos Nezikin. And has a lot of trouble with it. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yisrael even goes so far as to say, okay, Gilyon Tosos didn't even mean what he said. He was being Lavdavke. He didn't mean it's Meshunek Tzas. Okay, Pashtus, we'll leave that with Tzarchion. This is one Derech, maybe it's not Tosos himself. It's a derech of one of the Mefarshim on Tosos. It's still a possible derech, even if it's not Tosos himself. Is it anyone early themselves? We'll come back to it in a moment. But let's finish up Tosos. If this is... Now we're stuck in Tosos, though. If Tosos himself holds that Manda Ramona holds that it's Orche Legamre, then why is it Chas Rachmana Olay? So here, the Gilyon already gives us a clue. Hold on, I apologize. I keep having to look back and forth because I don't remember who said what in the Shitim Kubetzes. But one of the people on my the Gilyon on Tesvav Min Aleph, the same Gilyon on Tesvav Min Aleph, is Lishitase. What does he say on Tesvav Min Aleph? He says Pal Ganizga Mamona. Says the someone here. Here's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yisrael. Srichel Yashiv Lididei, Lomi Yeshkilak being Karen the regular parish at Tosa, Spiritual Comedy Karen Orche. If Karen is Orche, why was it Chas Rachman Ole? So you have to say, to become Makom, in a Zekomatsu Kolkach Mo Achirim. It's not so matzoi kmo the achirim. Meaning, it really sounds like.
Well, what is he? Is he holding life? You're using him to explain the Tosos. You said before that it really is a different shita. this Gilyum.
Give me a second.
How are you doing?
Gilyum Tosos on Daf Tesvavim Beis.
1 second. I realize I just got myself into a little.
Ain is a matzoi kol kach moachirim. Okay, vet talmide. Hari. And after Svamalov, what do they all say? Why Chasar Chmana Lake is Meshunik Sas? And what I'm saying is they have the wrong Pshat and Tosos. They think they have the right Pshat and Tosos, Peseder. And by Amud Beis, the Talmid Rin Yisrael even realizes he has a problem with this and then retract somewhat. Okay. I'm not going to hold myself responsible to figure out what the, you know, I see each line is Amud Yisrael. I'm not going to stim them all together. The question is, what about Tosos himself? So Talmid Rin Yisrael on Tesvam and Aleph brings up a Havamina, which he rejects. But he rejects this Havamina from Furish and Tosos Rush and Ksubas. Right? This parallel Ksubas. What is Tosos Rush saying? Ksubas, you know why Chas Rachmana Alei? What does Tosos Rush and Ksubas say? Chas Rachmana Alei. After all, it's Orchei Legamri. Why Chas Rachmana Alei? So says Tosfos Rashi Ksubas, Chas Rachmana Alei, Moshe Chas Al Kol Avos Nezikin. What do you mean? This is not any more lenient than other Avos Nezikin, like the Gilyon Tosfos and Talmid Rabbi Yisrael and Tesvav and Aleph thing. No! And Talmid Rabbi Yisrael, he knows by the time he gets to Tesvav and Beis, this doesn't stem with the earlier Tosfos Sim. Right? He thinks this is true, he knows it doesn't stem with the earlier Tosfos Sim, so it's one possibility we'll come back to. But it's this. It's not more Mekel. You say, so why is more Mekel if it's Orche? Why more Mekel than the other Avnei Zikin, which are also Orche? The answer is it's not more Mekel than the other Avnei Zikin. Every Avnei Zikin Chas Rachman Alei. Just each one had a different Chas Rachman Alei. What's the Chas Rachman and Shein Varegel? You're a Potter versus a Rabban. That's a big Chas Rachmana. I'm Potter in half the places in the world. I'm only Chai Rishas Hanizak. That's Chas Rachman Alei. What's the Chas Rachman and Eish? I'm Patra Amat. I'm Patra and Talmud, right? I'm only Chayef for revealed things, not for hidden things. What's the Chas Rachman al Bor? I'm Patra and Adam Mekelo. I'm only Chayef on animals. Every Amdazikin has a Chas Rachman Alei. There's nothing special about this Chas Rachman Alei. This is just that every Amdazikin, the Torah picked a different Chas Rachman Alei. Now, this is very fascinating. Chas Rachman Alei, Bidiyuk, Kimo, Shechas, Al Shar Avos Nezikin. Yeah, this has a kula, they don't. Do they have a kula? This doesn't. Everyone has a Chas Rachman Alei. This, by the way, is a fascinating idea. This Tosos Rosh, and this Mefur Tosos Rosh Ksubas, their Talmid Rabbi Yisrael, Tesvav and Aleph, says he knows the possibility he doesn't like it. I guess he didn't have a copy of Tosos Rosh Ksubas, or he chose to ignore it. Aval Ein Lomer Mishol De Chas Rachman Edgam Ba'achir Ani Motzi Ptor. Don't say, well, they all have a Ptor on something. No. It says, this is a unique Chas Rachman Alei. All the other Chas Rachman is that you're chayv on X and Patra on Y. We never heard of a Chas Rachman of half. Okay. But, to Hill's Rosh to say, we never heard of a Chas Rachman on certain objects. We never heard of a Chas Rachman in certain places. Each Chas Rachman is different. One is based on a place. One is based on an object. And one is based on the amount. It's all Chas Rachman Alei. Aha, so this is what is very fascinating. This is overarchingly fascinating. What would we have said? Why would we not immediately have jumped? I noticed no one here jumped to this, even though you saw it as the rejected Svar and Talmid Ari, and it was a bracket of the Tosos Rush in Ksubas. Tosos Rush in Shidu Gatsis Ksubas. But it's also, we have a Tosos Rush in Ksubas, same exact thing, word for word. It's an accurate quote. Why did no one jump at this? Because like each one is different. The Ptur versus a Rabim is for a very particular reason, which we already explored. The Ptur of Kalim and Bor, we explored Adam and Bor is for a very particular reason, etc. Okay, we didn't get to Tom and Beish. Maybe that's also for a very particular reason. And the Ptur of Keren, Tom, is for a very particular reason. Right? So like, why is he putting this all in one big general category? So I think what he's saying here is a big yesod in all of the Avos Nezikin. We thought until this Tosfos Rush, we thought the Ptur of each one has to be analyzed logically as its own logical idea. And then, you know, each of these logical ideas has a logic behind it, and I'm never going to deny that. Although, you know, the logic is not always so strong. What he's saying is, no, it's different. It's that fundamentally all of Nezikin have to have a Chas Rachmana Aleh, except which one of Nezikin has no Chas Rachmana Aleh? Adam Amazik. Adam or the Olam. Adam Amazik has no Chas Rachmana Aleh. That's a different story entirely. That's Adam or the Olam. You have to be responsible for your own actions. No excuses there. But if we're talking Nizkei Mamon, right? Not what the Rambam calls Hilchas Chovel Umazik, but Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, what the Tosfos is claiming is that Chas Rachmana Aleh is fundamental to Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. Then we find a svara for how it should be expressed this way here and that way there. And in every Chas Rachmana, it's not that the svara is really good reason to potter you. No, no, no. The Torah has to find Ptor in each one. Then the svara, if we have to find a Ptor, how about this one? The svara doesn't have to carry the whole Ptor. The Ptor comes from the general Chas Rachmana Aleh. The svara just tells you, well, once the Ptor has to express itself somehow, how do we pick which way it? How did the Torah pick which way it expresses itself? Why did there have to be a Chas Rachmana Aleh? So here is, seems to be the Yesod. Ultimately, when it comes to Nezikin, not Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, I should be 100% responsible for what I do. No ifs, ands, or buts. But when it comes to Nizkei Mamon, I should be somewhat responsible for making sure my property doesn't damage. But maybe, and I know I'm adding this, but I think it makes sense, maybe you should also be responsible to make sure that you don't get damaged. Right? Ultimately, my responsibility is partial. I didn't do anything. I just wasn't so careful with my objects. You know what? You also weren't careful with your objects. We're not talking about Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, who cares? I did it. I'm responsible. Yeah, I wasn't careful with my ox. You know what? You also weren't careful with your ox. I wasn't careful with my fire. You also weren't careful where you left your, where you left your clothing. I wasn't careful with my pit. Okay? Someone wasn't careful and fell in. Right? There's always some division of responsibility. So maybe that's what Tosfos Rashi means. Fundamental to Nizkei Mamon is that there's a division of responsibility. Two people were negligent. Now, I understand. One guy was negligent and damaged someone else. The other guy was negligent and got damaged. Morally, we are going to look more unfavorably on someone who damaged someone else versus someone who got damaged themselves. But nonetheless, in all the Avos Nezikin, this is a Hamazik V'Anizik V'Tashlumin. You both should be responsible to pay because you were both somewhat at fault. Both of you could have avoided it, I'm assuming. In all these cases, you know, you'll find weird cases. But in a standard case, I could avoid it and you could have avoided it. I have no idea what they do in courts in America nowadays. I'm not so familiar with tort law. Maybe sometimes they get up there and argue and say, well, if you hadn't done this, it wouldn't have happened, okay? But if you hadn't done this, it wouldn't have happened. I don't know who's negligent here. But everyone's always a little negligent. So what did the Torah say? The Torah could have said, okay, make it all chetzi-chetzi. Instead, the Torah says, chas rachman aleh. You know what? In each case, we'll try to divide the responsibilities in some way that balances the rights and the responsibilities of the two parties. For example, Shane Varega will say, well, both of you could have been more careful. And this rishos, you be more careful. And that rishos, you be more careful. In Karen, the Torah will say, you know what? You both could have been more careful. So split it. Until one guy really is behaving, really is crossing the red line. He's a muad. And then we're not going to rachmanis on him anymore. And when it comes to Bor, the Torah will say, okay, in a different way. let's say Ptor Adam. You shouldn't have dug the boar. He shouldn't have fallen into the boar. So if it's his animal, then it was harder for him to prevent it. We'll put it on you. If it was himself, he should have looked out better. We'll put it on. We'll put it on him. You know, Tom and Beish. Well, maybe you should have been careful not to put your places someplace where they're your stuff someplace where you're exposed to fire. He should have been careful with his fire. Okay. Well, if he saw it there, then we'll put it more on him. If you hid it and he couldn't really see what he was doing, and why are you hiding things in flammable places which are open to damage by fire, so we'll blame you more. It could be that what he's saying is there's a yesod of Chas Rachmana Aleh. All Nizkei Mamon fundamentally should have some lowered responsibility because it was partially my fault but partially your fault. And therefore, how that expresses itself will be different in each one. That's the yesod of the Tosfos Rush, which the have been rejected by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yisrael on Tesvav Amud Aleph Chas Rachman Ali. Those are the, I think, two drachim within Tosos. Now, let's think about this for a moment. Does anyone earlier really hold what I claim is the wrong shot in Tosos? Why do I claim it's the wrong shot in Tosos? Number one, as the Shitun Gretzes people already point out, it doesn't stim with Tosos and Daf Beis. How do you say shtim in English? It doesn't jive with Tosas and Daf Beis and Daf Hei. And also the Tosas rushing Ksuvas is clearly against that. Tosas rushing Ksuvas, look, why Chas Rachman Olei? Well, if it was Mishnah Ktsas, he'd have an obvious answer. He thinks it's Orchei Legamri, so why Chas Rachman Olei? Ah, for some, because it's Chas Rachmana, he makes his big yesod of Chas Rachman al Kolovos Nesikin. But I think what's interesting, perhaps, is already Rashi. Rashi in Daf Hei Amud Beis does not agree with Tosos. He says, Lois Parash Hecha. He does not have pshat in Mandar Karen Adifa. He can't think of a Mandar Karen Adifa. Now, it doesn't necessarily prove anything. Just because he didn't think of Tosos' pshat, maybe because of other commitments he had in explaining that sugya that it didn't work out for Tosos' pshat. But it's still, on Daf Hei Amud Beis, it's noteworthy he didn't say Tosos' pshat. Let's look at what he says about our sugya. So here, in Bava Kama, Tesvam and Aleph, he says, for Mandar Palgnis Gamono Labachas Kashir Haimish, Regilim Benegicha. Tzrichim Shmira. Regilim Benegicha. Regilim sounds like Orche. Yep. That sounds more like a Tosfos Derech, Regilim. However, if you put that together, what he says in Ksubos, now this is always tricky. Is Rashi supposed to agree across Shas or not? Right? This is the big debate among the Achronim, whether Rashi is meant to have a unified Shita across Shas, or he's just explaining each Shita, each Sugya, the way that Sugya sounds in a Pshat fashion. Here, you'd be more inclined to say it should have a unified Shita, because it's not two different Sugyas. It's the exact same Sugya word for word that's repeated by the common Ksubas. So, if he thinks the Pashto Pshat of the Sugya is something, he should say that both places. What does he say in Ksubas? In Ksubas, he has a more ambiguous formulation, or rather more complex formulation. La bechezka shimer kaimi, same exact Yibur Maskel. Em lo yishmerim b'alim shlo yuziku, if you don't guard them, ein bechezka mishtamri me'alem, they won't be guarded by themselves, shlo yuziku. Ela, mazikin afilu nizka delav orche. They will be mazik, even something that's not orche. That's a very in-between formulation. Now, I could have taken this in different ways, but what does he say? Over there he says, mazikin nizka delav orche. Over here he says, redilin lahazik. So it's Regil and Lahazik. Again, if it was just here Regil and Lahazik, I might have said he's Tosos, totally Regil and Lahazik. If it was just there, I might have said he's the opposite of Tosos, it's Lav Orche. Mazikin means in rare cases, Mazikin, the Lav Orche. But if you put the two Rashis together, now you can choose, you can decide to put the two Rashis together or not. If you don't, you could say Rashi argues with himself. But if you want to put the two Rashis together, here he says Regilin, Regilin is clearly Orche. There he says Mazikin, the Lav Orche, clearly not Orche. So if you want to make a unified sheet of Rashi, then it would turn out that he would work well for the Gilyan Tosos and Talmid Ari. It's Regilin, but it's Lav Orche. How is that?
He says on Zikin Afilu.
Yeah?
Afilu doesn't mean that only that all the cases are Lav Orche.
No, so I'm reading it as Mazikin Shein for Regal and Afilu Karen de Lav Orche. Okay. The because he seems to be talking about one thing, but I hear the time. I mean, maybe saying some is one way, some is the other way.
Because
interesting.
About Karen in the case where the shore eats
Karen. Ha. Okay, although I'm wondering if that fits in his... okay, interesting. I have to think about that. Lemaisa, what I want to claim is that if you look at number one, Rashi doesn't say Latos and Daf Hei. Number two, if you put the two Rashis together, it's Regilim, but it's Lav Orche. So then maybe Rashi equals Rashi, maybe, okay, maybe this is the Shita of Rashi, if you want to find a Rishon who says this. Ulai Rashi, if you unify Rashi Bava Kama and Rashi in Ksubos, and you put together Regilim Lav Orche, he holds like this in between the sheet that's Orchei Ktsas and Mishnah Ktsas, and that's why he didn't agree with Tosfos Daf Hei. Okay, these are two drachim, in which case the machlokas seems to be some sort of machlokas in Metzias. Do you call this Mishnah versus Orchei, Tosfos himself, or Tosfos according to some of the late Mishnah, early Achronim, and maybe Rashi, do you call it clearly it's Mishnah? But is it really Mishnah? Like the dog and the cat? Is it like really weird? Or is it just a little weird? The other possibility is what the Riva says in the Shittim Kavetzos here, and what the Ritva and the Rashba assume in Ksubas. What does the Riva say in the Sheet of Gavetzas here in Daf? Tesvav Amad Beis. Excuse me for a moment. Dafilam Anar Avagadis Mamona Mikri Karen Mashuna. It's still Mashuna. Imkein Aflud Var Matina Mashuna Shemashali. No, no, he disagrees. You do find Mashuna that pays. He's like the rich Fink Subos. You do find Mashuna that pays. Did I put him here? No, I should put him here. Riva. He says, what do you mean you have no mucker for the dog and cat paying? We do have a mucker for Mishonah paying. Karen Thomas Mishonah Lakuli Alma. Just that ain't a Mishonah Kokashi Nechshav Mishonah Knas. It's not a Knas. We're not going to say it's so weird it's a Knas, but it is weird. Meaning, saying there's nothing weirder than that. Whatever you think of dogs eating elephants, whatever, they're all equally weird. What does he say? What does the Riva seem to say? And the Riva. And Rashba in Ksubo say, no, no, Karen is Mishunah. And Karen is Mishunah. And then it's obvious why Chasrach went away, right? Karen is Mishunah and Karen is Mishunah. And obviously why Chasrach mana alay, Mishum, the Mishunah who? Karen is totally Mishunah. And that's why they disagree about the dog and cat, right? And therefore, what do they say? I apologize, the 1 and 2 are going to 1, and 3 is going to 2. Maybe I should have used... And therefore, Kol Dover Mishoneh, have you told us, Karen? And Kol Dover Mishunah is told as Karen. Either way, the dog and cat is a regular told of Karen. What's the only difference between Mandor Tos and Mona? The dog and cat is the exact same as the Shor Shenagach. Mandor Knosset, Chatzi Nezek, only Neretz Yisrael. Mandor Mona, Chatzi Nezek, and you even make a pain puddle. That's the Ritvus Pshaning Subos that I put here. And the... And that's exactly what the Ritva says in Ksuba. Stam Shorim Labachaz is Kishimachai. Here's Labachaz is Kishimachai. Is not Chonim. It's not that Manda Ramona thinks their Bechezka is not Chonim, that it's normal for them to be Nogeach. No, he does not think it's normal. Just so you can call up the current time Mishunah. Everyone agrees with Mishunah. Said there explicitly, everyone agrees with Mishunah. There's no Machlokas with his Mishunah or not. Elohachi Ka'amar. The Afagav, the Lab Orchi, the Hazak Tadr, become Makam, Lab Bechezka, Shumakai, Shlo Yitzarch, Lishamro, came in Japan, Muhammazik. What's the machlokas here? So, the machlokas in the two manda amars here is not in mitzias. They both agree Karen is Mishunah. If they both agree Karen is Mishunah, then what do they mean by? What's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is one of them holds that stam shvarim, stam meaning not muad, becheska shimer or lav becheska shimer. What does this mean? Stam shvarim. Shvarim. Bechezka Shimur equals Ein Darko Ligach, right? Ein Darko Ligach, that's why it's only Knas. And Lav Bechezka Shimur Darko Ligach. It's not Bechezka Shimur, Darko Ligach. Likewise, according to the second version of Tosos, Bechezka Shimur equals Ein Darko Ligach, and that's why it's only Knas, you couldn't anticipate it. Lav Becheska Shimer, no, we don't assume they're tame. We don't assume they're tame. Lav Becheska Shimer equal Darko Ligach. Okay, it's partially Darko Ligach, right? Darko Tzas Ligach. How about this Mandamer? They're not arguing with Mitzias what we assume about a shore. They both assume that Shvarim are tame, and that it is Mishunah for a shore to be Nogeach. So what's the Machlokes? So that's what the Ritva is bothered with in Subas. He says, this is what it means. It doesn't mean that we think that it will be Nogeach, that it's Darko Ligach. No. Lav Dekai Mechezgen HaKhanim. Not that we assume it will be Nogeach. No way. Rather, avagav de lav orchei lahazik tadir, even though it's not normal for this to happen normally. Mikol makom lav bechesgah shorcha shlo yitzorich l'shamro. That's the key. Shlo yitzorich. What is bechesgah shimor kaimi? Bechesgah shimor equals kevan de'ein darko ligach. Chashiv meshumer. One mandamer says, no, since it's ein darko ligach, it's becheska shimer kaimi. Not about they're not arguing about metzias, they're arguing about din. Since it's not normal to be no geach, one mandamer says, there's only pas like, it's considered meshumer. When something's meshumer, then you're potter. What's the difference, after all, what's the difference by shomer by putting a fence in front of it? The fence might fall, but it's not the derech of the fence to fall, so I'm potter, right? Remember, from Rosh Hashanah, so you knocked over the fence, I'm potter. Right? Because I guarded it in normal circumstances. So here, I didn't do anything. But it's naturally guarded in normal circumstances, because it's not normally going to be no geach. Stam is tame. The other man says, I agree with you, stam shor is tame. But what do we mean, lav v'cheska shimor? We're not talking about the mitzias of oxen. We're talking about the halachic gedder of shmiras nizikin. What does it mean? Afal pi de'ein darko ligach. Anyone see? Oh, there it is. Afal pi de'ein darko ligach. Hari tzorech shmira. Ve zesh ein darko ligach eino chashuv kishmira. Vlam b'ches kishmira kam. Yes, it's tame. But does tame count as shmira? Or does tame not count as shmira? One mandor says if it's tame, that counts as shmira. The other mandor says no. Tame doesn't count as shmira. Blocking the door counts as shmira. Putting it on a leash counts as shmira. The fact that it's naturally tame doesn't count as shmira. You have to guard it, even though it's tame. Came into the function mazik. It could be mazik. It's possible that a weird thing will happen. You have to guard even against a weird thing. And that's machlokas. The machlokas is what is the gedder of shmira that is necessary. Do you have to guard even against a weird thing? Or do you not have to guard against a or do you not have to guard against a weird thing? It would seem to me that the machlokas here is very fundamental. Because after all, I think everyone agrees. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, right, that we're talking about all the other Ovos Nezikin, right? Actually, one second. Okay, yeah, but big machlokas, what level of shmira you need for a We paskin a short time need shmira ma'ula, right? We paskin a short time need shmira ma'ula. So then I don't understand. The Mana Ramona says, yes, we know it's tame, but you need shmira ma'ula. You need to be extra sure. You can't just say, well, probably it'll be okay. Probably be okay is not enough. Even though it's tame, you need to be extra careful and prevent any possibility of hezek. The fact that it's tame is not yotzi or shmira. You need to be sure and prevent any possibility of hezek. Okay, the man number kenasa would say no. You don't naturally need to prevent any possibility of hezek. That's all part of the kenas. When there's a kenas, you're going to get a kenas and you prevent all possibility of hezek. But you don't naturally need to prevent all possibility of hezek. So they seem to be arguing, what's the nature of the chiyuv shmira? Do you naturally have to be shomer and prevent any possibility of hezek, even if it's probably going to be okay, or no? Naturally, it's becheska shimer. As long as it's probably okay, that's good enough. You could say let me be very clear. I'm going to make a little A and a little B. The machlokas here could be quantitative or qualitative. If you want, you could say, what's the machlokas between A and B? You could say it's a quantitative machlokas. Meaning, A says, naturally, you have to guard against probable damage. And here, probably, it'll be fine. Well, the other member says, no, Lamechetz Gashimer Kaimi. He says, naturally, and don't we arrive for any of the psukim. All the psukim that Karen Tom is one way in the end, and Shorin, Borin, Ash, and Shinran are the other way in the end, that might all be after the Xerxes Gossip. We want to know naturally what we have said. Naturally, you need to guard against possible damage. And it's possible, even though it's Mishana, it's possible that it might happen. So they're arguing like, naturally, do you need Shmir, but Ular Pchusa, perhaps. Right? I know in the end the halacha what you need. What do you need naturally? Naturally, Mandar Makanasa says, Shmir Pchusa is good enough, and Shmir Pchusa is probably okay. And that's why, in all the other Abus Dezikin, Shmir Pchusa is good enough. It's only a knas that you need Shmir Ma'ula here to get out of the knas. The other one say, no, naturally you need Shmir Ma'ula. Okay, it's a kula that they gave for the other of Zizekin. Or you could say it's a qualitative. I have to admit, I'm a little more noted to say it's a qualitative. What's a qualitative? They're not arguing about how much percent Shmir against a 10% possibility or Shmir against a 2% possibility. No, they're arguing about what's interesting in this case that's different from the whole sugya of Pchusa and Ma'ula. Here you didn't do any shmira. It was just naturally nishmar. Maybe that's what they're arguing. Manda Amar Palganiska Knossa says that shmira mimela is good enough. He says, what do you mean? Becheska shmir kaimi. You only need shmir b'chusa. And you have shmir b'chusa. It's probably not going to damage. The other man says, no. You can't just say it's probably okay. You need to do Shmira. You need to do Shmira. If you did Shmira, and that's probably enough, that's good enough. If you did Shmira and you covered 90% of the possibilities, that's good enough. Or 95 or whatever. But you need to do Shmira. Lam Bechezka, you can't say it's Bechezka Shmira Kaimi. No. He says you need to be Shomer actively. And therefore, even though it'll probably be okay, that's not good enough. You need to be shomer actively. Okay, so I can't promise to you. They're arguing in din, not in mitzias. Or in how we evaluate and how we categorize the mitzias, right? We all know, if you want to say it's not really an argument mitzias, they're not arguing mitzias. According to these sheets, they're just arguing how we classify and categorize the mitzias. But they're not arguing in mitzias at all. They're arguing in din. What are they arguing? One says, this is good enough shmira. The other says, it's not good enough shmira. Same exact mitzias. What's the machlokas? Either the machlokas is one said you need to be shomer against far out possibilities. The other says, no, naturally you only need to be shomer against common possibilities. Or no. One says, logically, if it's nishmar by itself, that's good enough. The other one says, no, you need to be shomer. And therefore, paganiska is mamona. Okay, that is the very, very different ways of understanding the yesod of the machlokas between manda omar, paganiska mamona, and manda omar, palganizka is knasa, and that affects the question of what does bahashta mean? What would be lamanda armor mamona with the kelev and the chassel? If you said he holds it's normal, that's not normal, so you part to legamri. Said, no, he just holds that you're naturally chayav for abnormal things because you should have watched better. Here also you should have watched better and you should be chayav even in Bavel, which is exactly the Ritva and Subos and the Riva.
Maybe I'm confused here. We hold both palganizka knasa. That by carrying the Shmir and Mu'ula. Those are two Piskei according to what you said here, they don't oppose each other.
Aha, so that's why I meant for this word to go at naturally. Their arguing is, what would you have said before the Torah talked about it, naturally on your own? Not once the Torah gave a knas, it could be, since this is an extra knas, it's taka more chamer than the natural law. Okay, good. Now, I want to talk about one other thing, and then I'm going to have to someday get back to this weird gear. So you know this gear is really weird. Lamanda Rav Halganiska Knossa. Think about how weird this gear is. Lamanda Rav Halganiska Knossa. A cat or a dog or an ox doing a weird thing is only chayv chatzi nezek, and you can't collect in bavel. Lamanda Rav Halganiska Mamona. The ox who gores pays chatzi nezek mamon. And the cat or dog who do something crazy pay full nezek. Like, why should the cat or dog be more chayim on the chalganiska mamona? We're going to have to come back to that. But before we come back to that, we have to ask ourselves a very troubling question, I think. I think a very troubling question.
which is, tell me if you had the same experience that I did. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. You start from the beginning of Baba Kama. Luckily, I kept an eye on you guys. You started from the beginning of Baba Kama. And you say, when it comes to an ox, there's Keren, Shane, and Rekel. And you go through Daf Beis and Daf Gimel and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you ask yourself, until a month ago, whatever, until a week ago, you ask yourself, well, what makes something Keren and what makes something Shane and Rekel? What would you have answered until this Daf? Keren is Kavanos Lahazik right from the very beginning. I told the Sankey Yotzer or not. Well, all the totals of Keren is whatever's Kavanos Lahazik. And all the totals of Shane is whatever's Hanol Ezek. And all the totals of Regal is whatever's Ezekiel Matsui. And then you keep going. Could you have learned one from the other? Well, Ma, Le Keren, Shane, Kavanos Lahazik, Ma, Le Shane. Both when it comes to defining toldos and when it comes to what you could have learned from something else that the Torah hadn't said it. Very clear. It has to do with Kavana. Keren is Kavana to damage. Shane is Kavana to derive pleasure. And Regel is just come on and walk by. Right? Very pushant. All of a sudden, we get to Daf Tes Vavam and Beis, and the Gemara seems to have a different tune. And it says, Kele Kalba Dachel Imri Vishunra Dachel Tarnagola Mishunahu. It's Mishunah. It's weird, right? It is atypical. And therefore, it's Keren. Seems to be, what does Tosa say here? At the end of Tosa, Lamanda, Republican is good. Kanasa, have you told it to Keren? Did Tarvayu Mashunim he? I forgot the Keren Kanasa has it. It's a told of Keren. What did it was eating. Kalba de Ochal Imri. Shunra de Ochla Tarnagola. Since when is Hanal Azeka Keren? Isn't Hanal Azeka Shane? So, says the Tosos. Even though it's not Kavanos Lahazik, it's still told of Keren, because Mishunah. What really makes it Keren Mishunah? What really makes it Shane Varegel? Orche, not Mishunah. And it's not just Tosos, right? How many did I give you here? The Rush says the same thing. Right, but I'm saying Tosos explicitly says, and don't pay no attention to the Kavanos Lahazik behind the curtain. Pay no attention to Kavanos Lahazik. That's not relevant. Whatever is Mishunah is Keren. I don't care if it's Kavanos Lahazik or not. Aha, so hold that thought. And likewise says the Rush. Let me do it one step at a time, but you're right. Says the Rush right here, the exact same thing. Call Davar Mishunah Afi Sheshanol Ezekan Nafik Lemitor Shein V'Havalei Keren. It doesn't matter if it's Anol Ezekan or it's Kavanos Lahazik. If it's Mishunah, it's Keren. That simple. And likewise, the Mekor Yosef here says the same thing. I'm not going to flip pages more. And that seems to be Pashim Shad in the Gemara. Really, all of a sudden, we got to Daf Tes Vav, and everything changes. As a matter of fact, Kavanos Lahazik is only mentioned once more in the whole second. Well, important context. Everything changes all of a sudden. Now, it just has to do with Mishunah and not Mishunah. We don't care about Kavanos Lahazik. And that seems to be consistent. I put a few sugyas here to look at for sake of illustration. But it's like all over. Tes Zayin Beis, we have this weird halacha about the lion, in Rishus HaRabin, Doras V'Ochel Potter, Tara V'Ochel Chayev. If it's Dores V'Ochel, then what did the Gemara say? Why? Came to Orche. Doras V'Ochel is the normal way a lion eats. The normal way a lion eats is Shane, it's Potter Rishus HaRabin. But Tara V'Ochel is Mishana. Lav Orche. If it's lav orche, then it's chayiv rishus harabim. Then all of a sudden it becomes keren. The lion's eating, right? Okay, unless you want to be nidchak to say no. Lav orche means it really didn't want to eat. It really was just mad. Well, that's not pashup shot, and certainly that's going to be hard to say. I basically think it's going to be indefensible to say that it really depends on kavanah lahazik. There's just too many sugyas that say it depends on whether it's a shino or orche. One other is the classic sugya. The bottom of the Yafi Tesef Beis, it says. Okay, if the animal, a sheep, eats clothing or kelim, it's chatzi nezek. Okay, why? Probably because it's abnormal. Okay, if you want to, maybe you could say, no, because then it just intended to be masik. But probably because it's abnormal. I mean, you could have gone either way there, but look at the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? That, reminhu, achlapasu basu vatapshim shalom chatzi nezek. How can we say an animal eating bread is normal?
if it eats bread, it's only chatzin nezek. Malo behem lo chay. Oh no, that's when a chaya eats bread. Chayas aren't supposed to eat bread. That's abnormal for a chaya to eat bread. Although it seems like hana chaya baser rishon. But if it's a chaya, it's normal to eat meat. No, dematve, it was roasted meat. It's only normal for chayas to eat raw meat. I assume it depends which kind of chaya, but let's assume they're talking about kind of chaya that doesn't eat roasted meat. So anyway, they know it's eating something, but it's not something he usually eats. Then that is only chatzin as it gets carried. Mark's ema betavya, or it's a tzvi, meaning herbivorous chaya. If it eats basar, then clearly that is abnormal. The bais ema olam behema psora, or it's a behema. Why is it unnatural for behema to eat bread if it eats it on the table? If it eats on the table, that's unnatural. It's only chatzinezek. Now, it's clearly hanalas. Hey, not coming to hazek. The animal climbs up on the table, sits at the table, and eats bread. That's abnormal. It's hanalas. Hey, it's not trying to be mazik. The bread is trying to eat. It's just eaten in such a weird, unpredictable fashion that it's chatzinezek, that it's keren. Seems pretty clear from a whole rest of the Masechus that Mishuna is keren and has nothing to do with kavana. So, which is exactly what Tosa says here. The Marshan Madur Basra, hope everyone found it. It's not on the Bar Ilan. The Bar Ilan only has the normal Marsha. But if you look in the back, right, hopefully you still have Gemara, it's not just Bar Ilan's, right after the Marsha finishes, it starts Marsha Madur Basra. The Marsha Madur Basra was bothered by this. I'm glad I'm not the only one who's bothered by this. The Marsha was bothered by this. And what does he say? He says, right here on our Tosfos, he says, well, Tosfos, the Rosh, everyone wrote the same thing, but Kakasha. It's difficult. Then what's all the earlier Gemara? Shane Shishanola Zeka. What do you mean, Karen's also Yishanola Zeka? That's not relevant. Karen Kavanos Lahazik? Not true. Karen doesn't have to be Kavanos Lahazik. Says, what is this whole first 10 blot of the Sefta doing? Right? It should have surprised us. I hope it surprised. It didn't surprise me. Maybe it didn't surprise you because you learned Baba Kama before. I hope someone here never learned Baba Kama before and all of a sudden was surprised. All of a sudden they get to the end of our Sugya. And they say, hold on a second. Why is the Kelev that's Meshunah? I understand the Tan and Dog are Meshunah. I grant Chazal that it's Meshunah. I never checked, but it sounds Meshunah to me. Why does that make it Keren? Why does it make it Keren just as Meshunah? So I look in Tosos, and Tosos says, yeah, Tap, it's Keren, because we don't care if it's Kavanos Lahazik. That's irrelevant. And I say to myself, what happened to the whole first 14 blot of Masechet, 13 blot of Masechet? Which is what the Marsha and Madur Basra was wondering. Okay, that's a good question. Do you know how to take a picture?
I can do it.
Okay, sorry. It's okay, you can have it. You have a smartphone.
It actually doesn't take pictures. It broke the camera.
Okay. I figured, like, I understand you're already married. I don't know if you have a smartphone.
I actually didn't have one until I got married.
Okay. I didn't have one even when I got married, but for technical reasons.
In my door, it's a chiddush.
I actually managed to live without a cell phone until I made Aliyah. Then, even when I was married. Then my wife says, there's Charles, the Minig HaMakom. You can't violate Minig HaMakom. And all the what ifs. What if there's an incident and, since I'm a Jewish wife or mother, I naturally assume that everyone related to me was exactly right there until they prove otherwise. And how am I going to know you weren't there? So you have to have a cell phone. Okay, Beseder. So far it worked. Let's erase this for a moment. Let's ask this question. It should be a bothersome question, no? It is a bothersome question. I actually saw it. I apologize. I didn't put it on the Makoros, although he says very, very Mechudish things. The Rav was bothered by this question. But I only noticed now. The Rav was bothered by this question, but he wrote it in the Shir, or they wrote it in the Shir, Daf Beis Amud Beis, which is the first time he mentions Kavanos Lahazik. Not over it. Okay. So if you want to know where the Rav was bothered by this question, it's on Daf Beis Amud Beis in Rishi Mashirim. You want to know what he says, you can look there, and if we have time, we'll mention it, and if not, then we'll mention it on another occasion. Here is a fascinating question. What to do with all the Kavanos Lahazikas? What do you do with Daf? Where does Kavanos Lahazik really come up mainly? You have Daf Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, right? Then it really, that's really it, right? Then they move on. Okay, Daf Beis through Hey. On Hey, which is that? What is the Me'afyein, right? The defining characteristic of Keren. Here it is, Kavanasa Lahazik. And on the other hand, the defining characteristic of Shein V'Regel is Kavana for other things, either for Hana'a or for just walking by. But from Daf Tesvav and Bezanon, it is Mishunah. So how do we get that to jive? How do we get that to jive? So, the Marsha in Madur Basra says, this is too dachuk. He makes a fascinating suggestion. He makes a fascinating suggestion, which would work according to Tosos. He says that perhaps, but this is too dachuk. The Rishash also hints at this, the one I put in brackets. What does the Rishash say? He takes a Rashi and Daf Beis and Beis, who says that sitting down on Kalim is Keren, and Rashi says, oh, because it's Kavana, it was to break the Kalim. Why not just say because it was abnormal? Who cares about Kavana? So, this I think is too dark, right? But this is Marsha rejects this answer. But maybe you could say it's totally on our sugya. Let's think about this for one moment. I should have left everything on the board. Okay, you have it in your notes. Manda Amar Palganiska Knasa. Manda Amar Palganiska Mamona. Manda Amar Palganiska Knasa is because it's Mishunah, right? All my columns had him agreeing that it was Mishunah, right? So, the Mafyain, right? Mafyain is a characteristic, right? The characteristic of Keren, Me'afyein Keren, Mishunah. Right? Mishunah defines Keren. What about Mandamar Palganiska Mamona? What about Mandamar Palganiska Mamona? For him, Mishunah doesn't seem to be such a big deal. So what could you say? Maybe. Also, Mishunah. Yeah, it's not such a big deal that makes it knasa, but that could also be the characteristic of Keren. That's the chas rachmana alei, right? Chas rachmana alei because of Keren. But according to who would you not want to say that?
Tosos.
Tosos, because Tosos is not Mishunah at all.
That's right.
Right? Maybe also Mishunah. But you can't say this for what we prove to be Tosos himself.
That's why you have Yakushia, right? That's
so maybe, of the Popo Charifta, give me a second, maybe, no. The Mandamar Knasa holds, what's the dividing line between Keren and Shein V'Regel? The dividing line is Mishunah versus Orche. But what about Mandamar Palganiska Mamona? According to Tosos, he also holds it's Orche. Or even if he holds Mishunah, maybe that's not so significant. What's the dividing line? Maybe Kavanasa Lahazik. Maybe it's totally on the Machlokes of Papa Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Mandamar Palganiska Mamona says, Mishunah is what makes it Keren. Manda Amar Palganiska, Manda Knasa says, Mishunah makes something Keren. And that's why Keren is Knas. Manda Ramona says, no, it's not Mishunah makes a Keren. So the Taka, how do you know what's Keren? Don't say what body part he uses, because we know there's a difference that even when he uses a mouth, that could be Keren if it's a Shecha, and even if he uses his legs, that could be Keren if it's Be'ita. Say his Kavana, and it's totally on this Machlokes Amorim.
So that explains really well why from Tesav and on we go with Mishunah, but why the fourth has the I think for Dabar Pashut that
okay, give me a second. Maybe what you could say is, and this is why it's Zachuk, maybe what you could say is that these earlier sugyas are Lemanda Amar Palganiska Mamona, and the later sugyas are Lemanda Amar Palganiska Knasa. Okay, and what does Mashur and Marsha Madurabas say? And it's too Zachuk to say that. Why does he think it's too Zachuk to say that? For the reason that Ben Sion just pointed out, that Tainach, you could say many sugyas are Lamanda Armar Knasa, because that's how we paskin. But why would Daf Beis or Daf Hei be Lamanda Armar Paganiska Mamona? Like, we don't paskin like that. And the Gemara was written in order, and like, even if the Gemara was written in order, and they didn't yet know how we paskin, so why should they randomly pick the other guy? So now what you really want to be is, I'm not so clever. If you could be so clever and find someone who said something that earlier sugya that would tie into something here, then maybe you could get it to work. I haven't figured out such a cheshbon yet. But you understand, and apparently neither did the Marsha, because he says, and it's dochuk to say that. The Rashash also, in that basically they say, why is Rashi trying to make all Keren Kavanos Lahazik? He says, must be that there he's the Mandar Rav Mamona. Okay. So you can say this is the difference between Knossa and Mamona. And if you held this Yisod, that Taka, this Hakira, was a machlok between the two of them. By the way, I think it's not dochuk to say that maybe this question is a machlok between the two Manda Omers. It's just a little more dochuk to stick that into all the Gemaras. Right? This would explain two things. Potentially explain what two things he potentially explains. Number one, the sugyos. Here is daf beis through hay, and here is daf tesvav ve'ilach. This is manda amar knasa, and this is manda amar mamona. The only dochet part is why, right? This would also explain, though.
Only half of it is why.
Yeah, half of it. I don't put dochet on half of it. The side we pass them like is not dochet. Okay, but this would also explain gimel. What do I mean by gimel? The weird pshat. This would also explain the weird pshat. The weird girsa rejected by the Rashba. Think about the kelev and the chatol. It's weird, but it's trying to eat. The kelev was hungry. It just did something weird when it was hungry. The chatol was hungry. It just did something weird when it was hungry. By the way, this has nothing to do with anything, and what I'm about to say is total, you know, either grammar or bittul Torah. But I'm wondering, why is the kelev masculine and the cat feminine are so yakalba de achal and shunra de achla? I'm just wondering, because in English also we always think of dogs as masculine and cats as feminine. So I'm wondering if there's some rule of grammar that I'm not familiar with technically, or if it's just some cultural thing that dogs seem more masculine and cats seem more feminine, even across continents and thousands of years. Okay, if anyone's interested in these things, do some research and get back to me. Let's get back to Bava Kamma for now. But it just is intriguing. What's the girsa rejected by the Rashba? Let's think about this for a moment. You have a case where it's Mishunah, but Hana Lehezeka. So what do you say? According to Manda Rapalganiska Knasa, Dovar Mishunah Shenase Lishem Achila Chashiv Tolda de Karen. And therefore, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Velo Govin, the Ain Govin, Bidvavel. But according to Manda Rav Haganiska Mamona, hold on a second, Lamanda Rav Haganiska Mamona, we don't care about Mishonah and not Mishonah. Maybe Dovar Mishonah. Now let's think about it. Tosos said, yeah, so there's no precedent for Mishonah, so you're part of Lagamri. But maybe this Girsa took it a little differently. If the Torah is never Mechalati Mishonah, not Mishonah, that's not an important factor. We don't care about Mishonah, not Mishonah. Different than Tosos. Maybe you could say, Dov Mishonah Nasa Mechila, Chashev Tolda, Deshein. After all, for this Manda Amar, what defines your Av you belong to is not the normalcy, but the Kavana. Here it's Kavanas Hana. I know Tosos do a curveball and says Mishon is Patul Gamri. He doesn't believe that curveball. He thinks that since all the Avos in the Torah are normal, we don't care about normal versus abnormal. Chasu Tol Deshein, V'lachein, Mishalim, Nezek Sholem, Va'afilu Bibavel, which is exactly this Girsa the Rashba rejected. So this Girsa the Rashba rejected is a Chiddush, but I think it makes a lot of sense if you take this approach that the two Manda Amar were Gufa arguing about what characterizes Keren. If you hold Knasa, what's important about Keren is Mishonah. Mishonah is Keren, Orchei is Shein V'Regel. If you hold Mamona, no, what's important about Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. Kavanos Lahazik is Karen. Kavanos for other things is Shane Varegel. Therefore, this case would be Karen, the Mandar Knossa, Shane Mandar Ramona, and you would explain the strange Girsa. Okay, and we don't postulate this Girsa, but it's interesting. Now, let's take this back to where we started. Is this saying it's a machluk samaroyim, is this going to resolve the steer and the sugyos? Maybe, but bedochek, because we don't have a good explanation for why the sugyos from now on should be the way we paskin, and we have a fine explanation. Vahashna! Vahashna, the rest of the seches. Why the beginning of the seches should be a sheet we don't paskin like? I don't know, maybe if I was clever, I would think of some diuk in the beginning of the sechet that would prove that it was the other man, the Amar, but I can't think of it now. Right? So we're still missing, that's why he rejects it.
But again,
right? We're still not sure, but why did they assume, like Manda Amar Mimona in those sugyas? We're not sure.
Is this still...
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Could you, hold on for 1 second? Can I make a... Can I just double check one thing? Who's the first person to talk in Daf Beis?
Rav Papa,
right? Told the same Kiyotzin Lav Kiyotzvim, Amar Rav Papa, etc. What does Rav Papa hold in our sugya? Mandamar Mamona. He is Mamona. So why can't you just say that was all based on Rav Papa? That was all an expansion based on Rav Papa.
Because we already said on the bottom of the biz that it's not Rav Papa, right? When it was related to the Sugya Lamed Zion, if I remember correctly, didn't we say that it's Daf Rav Papa, not the Shita Say?
But that could be one answer. We don't have to accept that. Okay, actually not so crazy, right? Maybe you should have rejected it. Not so crazy. After all, certainly Daf Beis is all starting within Rav Papa, and maybe you can answer, so you'll choose the answer that fits Rav Papa somehow. Right, the second day. You could say because it starts with elucidating the Mimra of Rav Papa. And Rav Papa holds Mamona. So the first part of the Sugya is Manda Ramona. Now it's not so bad. Okay. The moral of this story is always think about things again. Maybe it's not so bad. The Marshal still wasn't convinced. That was all Rav Papa Manda Ramona. For Manda Ramona, how do we know the difference in Karen and other things? If they're all common and they're all predictable? Based on Kavana. That's those sugyas, but our sugyas are not Rav Papa anymore. Our sugyas are not Rav Papa. Our sugyas are, we brought in Rav Papa, but we just rejected him and said Behelchsa. Once we Behelchsa reject Rav Papa, then we change our tune and say, now the difference is not Kavanos Lahazik anymore. That's not relevant. That was all when we were in Rav Papa land. Now that we've reached the promised land of Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, we know the difference is Meshunah versus not Meshunah. I think that's a nice shot. Now, that's one possibility, which is now more attractive than I thought it was when I came in this morning. Very inspirational. Jump out of bed every morning. You never know when you figure out something that you hadn't figured out yesterday. another possibility is the Pelpula Charifta. Pelpula Charifta on the bottom of the Rush, he says, he's going to tie this into an earlier Machlokas Rush and Tosos and create problems for Tosos, but says the Pelpula Charifta. I think it's definitely possible. I'm going to like the third shot. And if we have time for the fourth shot, we will. But says the Popula Charifta. He says, no. A lot of things changed since Staff Hay. What's the main thing that changed since Staff Hay? Right, there's only Staff Hay. Who remembers the main thing that changed in Staff Hay? Until Daf Hey, there was this Av and that Av and that Av. All of a sudden, what did we learn new in Daf Hey? Remember the Brisker Rav, the Grizz made a big deal of this? Sad HaShoveh, right? All of a sudden in Daf Hey, we changed our tune and now we're in Sad HaShoveh land. Until then, we were, and already in Daf Vav, everything Sad HaShoveh is, right? Until then, we're treating each Av as a separate thing. All of a sudden, we get to Sad HaShoveh land. So, says the Papul Charifta like this. It's also a little dachuk. Everything's going to be a little dachuk, except for what I think is the ripe shot, which is not going to be dachuk at all, except it's not going to be true according to half the Rishon. It's not going to be true according to Tosfos, but the same. Says the Papul Charifta, he says, this is before Tzad HaShaveh. Before Tzad HaShaveh, we're just looking at Keren itself. This one, we're just looking at Keren itself. Okay. Keren itself is Kavanoso Lahazik. Meaning, see better, the Av. The Av of Keren is Kavanoso Lahazik. What defines the Av of Keren that it's Kavanoso Lahazik? That's defined the Av, the classic case of Keren. Now, all of a sudden, we're not dealing with Avos and the classic Toldos of Keren, right? Av of Keren, say better, and pure Toldos of Keren are Kavanoso Lahazik. What makes you a pure Toldo of Keren? Kavanoso Lahazik. However, all of a sudden, by our point, we're not dealing with the Av and the pure Toldos anymore. We're now dealing with the mixed Toldos, with the Tzad HaShaveh, right? Already in Dav Vav, maybe you don't want to focus on Dav, focus on Dav Hey, focus on Dav Vav, right? Focus on everything Dav Vav was. Well, from Eish and Bor, we learn, and from this and this, and from Bor and Shor, and from everything is learned from Tzad HaShaveh of everything. That's when we're in pure Av and pure Toldo land. It was pre-Tzad HaShaveh. Here, this is null. This is post the introduction of Tzad HaShaveh Toldos. This is post the introduction of Tzad HaShaveh Toldos. What do you mean by Tzad HaShaveh Toldos, right? It's not exactly like Keren. It's not exactly like Shane, or it's not exactly like Aish or whatever, but it's learned from the Tzad HaShaveh of both of them. What do we mean by these Mishuna things? Like the Kelev and the Chatol and Ar Sugya. They're Tzad HaShaveh. On the one hand, they're Mishuna like Keren. On the other hand, they're Hana Lezeka, like Shane. Until we're dealing with the Tzad HaShaveh, we just dealt with Kavanos Lahazik and Hana Lezeka and assume that everything fit in. All the Kavanos Lahaziks were also Mishuna, and why do we have to get into all the details? All the Hana Lezekas were also Orche, and why get into the details, right? Until then, we weren't dealing with these weird hybrid cases. All of a sudden, now we're dealing with this hybrid case. And what does he say? He says it's not that it's a Tolda of Keren. What does he say? He says anything mishune v'yesh hana lehezeka, such as kalba peshumra in our sugya, is a toldas tzad hashaveh v'keren v'shein. Okay, once again, the tzad hashaveh, we never meant that Mishunah is a told of Keren. No, even if Tosa said that, he was exaggerating. What he didn't mean, he means that told of the Tzad HaShaveh, which is true technically. Say, how can we mechayev this Kel Kalba and Shunra? Well, on the one hand, again, we're in Tamanda or Knossa, where it's clearly Keren is Mishunah. On the one hand, you'd say, it learned from Shane. Hanolazegan. Let's say, Mala Shane, Shekin Darko, Shekin Orche. So, learn from Keren. Likewise, this Mamona Shrasa Alecha, or however you're exactly going to say it. Right? It's a Tzad HaShaveh. And therefore, it's not a stira. They were talking about pure things. And here's talking about Tzad HaShaveh. And you know what? They could have thrown in Mishunah there, but they didn't bother. Because they were dealing with the pure ones that were in all ways like their Av. All of a sudden, when we discuss ones that are half and half, now we see that it's half and half. And if the Tzad HaShaveh of Keren and Shane, then what do? So he says, here, I have to go with the rush against Tosos. Tosos says, whenever you learn from the Tzad HaShaveh, you take the kulas of both. He says, that's not going to work here. And therefore he says, for the Tosos, I'm a little stuck. And he really says, that other Tosos must be wrong. Let's go with the rush. Whenever you take the Tzad HaShaveh, you take what seems to be the most important factor. Told the Tzad HaShaveh of Keren and Shane, and therefore, and gets Dine Keren. It's not a told of Keren. Because you can't be a pure told of Karen without becoming Nusla Hazik, like it says earlier. To be a pure told of Karen, you need to become Nusla Hazik. But it's a told of Tzad HaShavah that gets Dine Karen. Why? Because Mishune is more important than Kavanoso Lehazik versus Lehana. Okay. That's it.
Why?
Why Misvara? That's what Chazal thought. Now, there's only one tiny, there's a small dachuk thing here. What's the small dachuk thing here? Two small dachuk things. Number one, it doesn't work for Tosos, who held that it's Tzad HaShavah got the kulas of both sides. Because if it got the kulas of both sides, then it should be Chatzi Nezek, but Patur Rishas Harabim, and we know from the Sugis later on that it's Chayim Rishas Harabim, like the Zayin with base. It's also a little dachuk because if he's saying really there are two differences in Karen and Shane Veregel, one, the Kavana, and two, the Darko versus Meshunah. And the more important difference is the Mishunah. Then if the more important difference is the Mishunah, why did the Gemara in the beginning focus on the less important difference of Kavanas Lahazik? It's not a pircha, it's just a little dachuk. Okay, they focus on one difference, was taka was less important than another difference. Okay, that's a pull of harifti. He says, those sugars are talking about pure told us. Pure told us have to be Kavanas Lahazik and have to be on all Lezeka. Here we're talking about Tzad HaShavah. Once you get a Tzad HaShavah, taka, Dover Mishunah is not a told of Karen. It's not that Mishunah makes something Karen. Mishunah makes something a Tzad HaShavah to Karen. And if it's on Allah's sake, it also has a Tzad HaShavah to Shane. And therefore, it's Tzad HaShavah. And what are we doing to Tzad HaShavah? Follow the rush. Figure out which factor seems most important to us. And we decided Mishunah was most important to us. Okay, that's the Mepulah Harifta.
So all of this is just in the Mahalach of Tosfot. If you wouldn't get into Tosfot when he set up an Hayom and Beis, we would...
We'd solve this problem. What are you talking about? This is an objective problem without any Tosfot. There it says Kavanos Lahazik, here it says Mishunah. What does that have to do with Tosos? The Tosos is in Mandar Ramona. We're in Mandar Rakhnasa here. The problem's in Mandar Rakhnasa. Unless you answer by pointing out Rav Papa. The problem is Halacha Lamaisa. In Halacha Lamaisa, what defines Karen? That has nothing to do with Tosos. All the Tosos is Mandar Ramona. One answer is Halacha Lamaisa Mishunah defines Karen. And that was the other Mandar Ramona we don't paskin like. Why? Because it was Rav Papa. I think it's a nice answer now, even though I woke up this morning not realizing. Or you could say, no. Really, what defines Karen is multiple things. There, they focused on Kavanos Lahazik, which was one very noticeable characteristic of Karen. Here, they're focusing on Mishunah, and not because Mishunah makes you Karen. No, Kavanos Lahazik makes you Karen. Mishunah makes you a Tzad HaShavah to Karen. But also, a Tzad HaShavah to something else if you're not Kavanos Lahazik. And then you put the Tzad HaShavahs together, and you pick which way to go, and you give it the dinim of Karen. I think there's a third possibility, but this is totally on my focus, Rishonah. Let me ask you a very, very simple question. What are the two kinds of Karen? This is not meant to be a trick question. This is meant to be a sixth grade question, or even third. What are the two kinds of Karen? Tom and Mu'ud, right? It's very tricky. You have to be careful. When you ask third grade questions, people older than third grade, they'll get it wrong, unless you warn them. So, Tom and Mu'ud. Let me ask you a very simple question. Our sugya is saying if it's Mishunah, it's like Karen Tom or Karen Mu'ud. Karen Tam, Palgan is Kaknasa. The sugya is in the beginning of the Sechet. What kind of Karen were they talking about? What kind of Karen were they talking about? Now, they don't necessarily say explicitly what kind of Karen they're talking about, right? But let's think about the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Hatsad Ashove Shebehen, Shadark and Lazarus Rosal Lecha, Ukshahizik. When do you pay Tashlumi Nezek Meitav Haaretz? Only in Karen Mu'ud. Karen Tam doesn't pay Tashlumi Chatzi Nezek and not Meitav Haaretz, Migufo. Right? Those sugyot are talking about Mu'ud. That's why even when they're wording your they say, you know what, Karen's different because it's not Mu'ud Mitchiloso. Meaning we're talking about Karen Mu'ud, but maybe it wasn't Mu'ud Mitchiloso. It didn't used to be Mu'ud. But we're talking about Karen Mu'ud. Maybe you could say there's a difference between Karen Tam and Karen Mu'ud. Maybe you could say, this is talking about Karen Mu'ud. And I think it's Mukhrach that's talking about Karen Mu'ud. This is talking about Karen Tam. Karen Tam, what defines it as Karen is Mishunah. And that's Palganiska. Palganiska is saying Karen Tam. That's whenever we're talking about Palganiska. What defines it is it being Mishunah. That's all Karen Tam. Who says what defines thing as Karen Tam is the same as what defines it as Karen Mu'ud? I know it's one parsha in the Torah. Maybe if you want to know what's Karen Tam, whatever the Mishun is Karen Tam, we don't care about Kavana. You want to know what is something, what is Shein Varega, whatever is not Mishunah. But let's say we're talking about Karen Mu'ud. What defines Keren Mu'ad? Here, you have two choices. You could say, what defines Keren Mu'ad is that even though it did it three times, it's not really the derech generally. Or you could say, no. What defines, but you understand that the attractiveness here. Keren Tam is defined by Mishunah. Keren Mu'ad is not Mishunah. That's the whole point. It's Mu'ad. It's not Mishunah anymore. Could say, it was Mishunah. But you could say, no. It's what defines Keren Mu'ad is that it's Kavanasa Lahazik. What defines Keren Mu'ad is that it's Kavanasa Lahazik. Yeah, it's Taka, it's not Mishunah anymore. It's Kavanasa Lahazik. Kaven Da'ayad Orchehi, the Gemara says later. It becomes Orche after it's Mu'ad. So you could say, what defines Keren Mu'ad is Kavanasa Lahazik. If you want to know within Nezek Shalim, which Nezek Shalim is it? Keren or Shein Verega, look at the Kavana. And that was our whole Gemara in the beginning of the parak, which wasn't up to Chatzi Nezek yet. If you want to know, something's not Mu'ad. Should it pay half or should it pay whole? Is it Keren Tam or is it Shein Verega? Then you say, it depends if it's Mishunah or not. Maybe there's a different mafyein of Keren, depending if you're talking Keren Tam and Keren Mu'ad.
Is that the Pshat in Rashi and Ksuvus? Mem Aleph?
No, because Rashi... The bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Bet.
Ksuvus, I think.
What does he say? I'm not sure. Okay, you have to show me which line you mean. Yes. It's the one I put on the Makoros, you mean. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's Meduyuk and Rashi, and in more than one Rashi. What does Rashi say? Listen to Rashi says, V'chol nezik mishunah, havitolda de keren tama, sh'avhi mishunah, she'in darka b'kach, etc. Any nezik mishunah is told of keren tama. Now, maybe I'm being too medaic. Exactly, that's exactly what I meant. Thank you, Huda. The nezik mishunah is told of keren tama. No, we're not talking Keren Mu'ad here. That's a different inyan. We're talking here about Keren Tama. Nezek Mishunah is told of Keren Tam. You want to know what makes you told of Keren Mu'ad? That's a different sugya. That's not our topic now. We're in the sugya of Palgan Niska. We're not in that sugya now. Meduyuk and Rashi in Ksuvas and Malafam Beis. Now it's a diuk. You don't have to make the diuk, although I think Rashi's Lashitase, as hopefully I'll have time to show. Maybe you could say, Al Pi Lashon Rashi, and we'll do better than we'll have before Sheet does that fit in. Alpi Lashon Rashi in Ksubas Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. What does he say? Kol Nezek Mishunah Havitolda Dekeren Tama. Right? Tolda Dekeren Tama. This, I think, works perfectly because it really is Pashup Shat we're dealing with Mu'ad there. It's really Pashup Shat we're talking with Tam here. And it makes sense because why should... I understand what makes Keren Tam unique, that it's Mishunah. But what makes Keren Mu'ad unique? It's not so Mishunah. It's already, it's not so Mishunah Taka. It's already Mu'ad. So then what makes Keren Tam unique? What makes Keren Mu'ad unique? What makes unique is Kavanasa Lahazik. I think that makes a lot of sense. We'll see if there's machlokes we've shown him. Let's just talk for a second about the Svaras. Right? Let's just talk for a second about the Svaras. What are we now asking? We are now asking, is this true or is this not? Is this true or is this not? Because now we're making a claim. Now we're asking, let's review for a second. If you have Davar Mishunah, clearly it has DNA Keren, right? At least Lahalacha, right? Lamaisa, Lahalacha. Dino Keren. Every Davar Mishunah is like Keren, whether it's because that's only Mount Nebuchadnezzar Palgan Niskanus, that's how we paskin, whether it's really Tzad HaShavu, which gets the Dinam of Keren, or whether the definition of Keren is Mishunah, as long as we're dealing with Tam. Davar Mishunah. What about, excuse me, what about a Davar Mishunah She'asa right, Pamachas? What about a Davar Mishunah that it did multiple times?
It's not
Mishunah anymore. Aha. What about a Davar Mishunah that's not Kavanos Lahazik, right? Okay, let me just try to figure out in the 10 minutes I have left to before the Bakuna, how to make this exceedingly clear, because I think this is a super, super important chakira. If, what about, what is the ma'afiyin of Karen, let's look at Karen Tom for a second. Even if I have to go a few minutes over, we'll just lower the air conditioner to 0 degrees and keep everyone awake. Let's make very clear. Halacha l'maisa. The ma'afiyin of Karen Tom is that it's Mishunah. That's sort of a fact that we can't really get around terribly much. All right, maybe, but, you know what the Rush says in that, so he says, really, that's just a way of asking if it's Mishunah or Urche. Maybe, and therefore, what are the two dinim of Karen Tam? What's the Kula and the Chomer of Karen Tam? Dine Karen Tam. Again, this is all by comparison with Shane Verbegel. I'm not comparing Karen Tam to Trumas and Maestros. You know, comparing it to Shane Verbegel. Is that it has a Kula Dimishalim Chatzin Nezek, and as a Chumra, what's the Chumra of Karen over Shane Verrego? Exactly. That's a Kula. Gufo. Chumra, the Chayav, Bershus Harabim. What's the Svara for this Chumra and Kula? So the Svara of the Kula is, Svara is that, it's Mishunah, right? And therefore, the Bible wasn't so poshea, right? Because it wasn't so expected. So therefore, he only asked behalf. That's a reasonable svara, right? You can make it fancier or less fancy, but it come down to that. What's the svara for this chumra? What's svara for this chumra that it's chayav in? That it's chayav in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I know I'm going to say something. If someone's clever, they're going to ask me something. Then I'm going to say that's what the Rav says. But why should it be chayav in Rosh Hashanah? So it's Mishunah. Why should I make it more chayiv than Rosh Hasharabin?
So the owner might have to watch it more.
Right.
The Nizak doesn't make none of the Nizak is there, and you don't protect the
Nizak. But why not protect the Nizak from Shane Verrego and Rosh Hasharabin? So here I think you. Sure. Let's ask something else. okay. It has Rishus to act. Continue. Okay, it has Rishus to act normally in the street. It doesn't have Rishus to act abnormally in the street. It doesn't have Rishus to act abnormally in the street. You could say that way. Okay. Let's even leave that for a moment. Let's go to Karen Muad. What's the din of Karen Muad? It has only a chumra compared to Shane Ferrego. The chumra is that it's chayiv in Rishus Harabin. Right? Why is Karen Muad chayiv in Rishus Harabin? Here I could think of two possibilities why Karen Muad is chayiv in Rishus Harabin. And I think this has to do with the mafyein of Karen Muad. You could say, what's the svara? Because it's Mishunah. It's not Mishunah, right? It's not Mishunah for this animal, but it's Mishunah for animals like this, right? That it's a Mishunah for this type of animal. It's Mishunah for this type of animal. That's what you could say. Why is it Patra Mishunah? Why is it Chai Mishunah? Because it's Mishunah for this type of animal. So what? It's Mishunah for this type of animal. So you could say it very nicely. What?
So the Mazik knows, but not the Nizak.
Interesting. The Mazik knows that it's dangerous. The Nizak doesn't know that it's dangerous. Meaning, and this is what the Gilyon says in the Tosfos and Daf, the Zayin of an Aleph, he says that really you can't say you should have watched your property in the street. If I leave stuff in the street that could be damaged by Shane Verbegel, it's the Nizak's fault. He should have watched it. And the Mazik shouldn't, if here, it was acting in a strange way. I have a Shor Muad. What do you mean? I have a Shor Muad. Everyone doesn't know that it's a Shor Muad. They don't know to clear the streets when it walks through. Maybe it's Mishunah. It's not Mishunah for this. This animal is Bechet, but it's Mishunah for this type of animal. And therefore, you could say one of two things. Either, and therefore, the Nizak didn't know to be careful, or you could say, or it's not you, it's not the normal use of the Rosh Hashanah to do this. Yeah, my shor is mu'ud, but it's not still, that's not what Rosh Hashanah is for. It's not for doing Mishnah things. Even if my shor is mu'ud, it's not for doing Mishnah things. So Mishnah Tzadim, you could say, why is shor Karen mu'ud more chomer and chayiv in the street? Because even though it's mu'ud, it's acting in a weird way for its species. And therefore, A, I can't say I have the right to do this in the street. No, I have the right to have an average shor in the street. I don't have the right to do weird things in the street. And I can't say you should have watched out. How could you have watched out? You had no idea. But you could also take a different way. Oh, that's not why. The svara is because of kavanaso lahazik. That's why it's more chomer. It's hard to say kavanaso lahazik is a kula, but it's easier to say kavanaso lahazik is a chomer. The svara is because it's kavanaso lahazik. Really, it's not so mishunah. This is a shor mu'ud. A shor mu'ud's not mishunah. Really, it's kavanaso lahazik. Really it's kavanas lahazik, sorry. And therefore, what do we say? Shein v'regulus potter in rishus harabim, because it wasn't aggressive. It was just in the street. Didn't invade anything. But being aggressive, even in the street, is called a hezek. So that's why kavanas lahazik. So, in rishus harabim, it's only called a maisa hezek if it's aggressive. Yeah, if I invade your property, it's also always a maisa hezek. I'm an invader. But if I'm not an invader, then is that hezek or is that nor? Is that life? The answer is, if I'm being aggressive, that's a hezek. If life is life. So this is basically the chakira we have. What's the chakira? Let's go from svara to halachic chakira. Chakira. What is the me'afyein shell? Keren Muad, is it Mishoneh? Or is it Kavanaso Lahazik? If the Mafiyin of Keren Muad is Kavanaso Lahazik, that answers the student of the Sugyas. Right? And this would be answer three. If the Mafiyin is Mishoneh, then you'd have to go with answer one or two. Right? I think it's very attractive to say, what do you mean Mishoneh? I know it's Mishunah for its species, but it's not Mishunah for it. Mishunah is not the important part about Karen Mu'ad. The important part of Karen Mu'ad is Kavanas Lahazik. Where would this come up? This would come up in two questions. Number one, what about the following case, which Rabbi Meir Simcha dealt with, and I only put in brackets. Number one, this would affect two kinds of cases. Number one, what about if an animal did Mishunah for Hana'a three times? What is it called then? An animal did something Mishunah for its Hana'a three times. What would you call it? What's an afkamina? What about asa davar mishoneh l'shem achila gimel pe'amim? And it was huad. It did some mishoneh for eating three times. So it started out mishoneh for eating, we know it's keren tam. What happens after three times? Does it become keren muad? Or does it become shame? So Rashi, the Shitase, and Afim Chesam Veis, very complicated Rashi, the Shitase, and Afim Chesam Veis says, Kema da ayad le orchihu in its shame. Okay, says Rashi. Becomes shame. That works beautifully for Rashi, the Shitase. Rashi says, in Karen Tam is defined by Mishunet, but Karen Muad is defined by Kavanas Lahazik. Once three times, it's Muad. Now, it was Keren Tam the first three times, but now the fourth time, now it's Orche, it's not Mishunah anymore. If it's not Mishunah, we look at the Kavana. But you could easily have said, and this is what Rav Meir Simcha concludes, based on the Gemara that we're going to see soon at Tef Zayin with Beis, based on the simple Pshat and the Gemara in Tef Zayin with Beis, Rav Meir Simcha, that was in brackets, concludes that No, it's now Karen Wood. Why? Because he thinks what makes Karen Mood, is that it's Mishunah and the other guy didn't know to look out for it. Therefore, it becomes Karen Mood. The other big nafkamina, which we'll just have to summarize now, is... The other big nafkamina is... what about, very simple, what about the flip side of this? Kavanoso lehazik v'darko bekach. What about an animal whose derech is to be kavanah lehazik? What classic animal seems to qualify? What animal, it's derech to just want to be mazik stam?
The lion.
A nachash. Right? Like the nachash. Maybe even the ari and the ze'ev and the barglas, right? But certainly the nachash. Tosos and everyone is very concerned. Which af malacha is nachash? It's not mishunah. A nachash is supposed to bite you. But it's not hanah lezeka. Why? Because the Gemara in Taina says, all the animals gather around the nachash and said, why do you bite people and kill them? What hanah do you get? So, what af malacha is nachash? Fascinating question, right? So now we'll have to go back. There are two drachim. One, you could say, it's Shane because he's Nana. That's the Rashba and the Rashi Madur Kama say, he really is Nana from biting. Okay, if he's Nana, then it's not interesting, right? Such as, what's the case? What about Nachash in Timtzu Lomar de'eno Nana? If you want to say the Nachash is Nana, then he's Shane. Okay, push it. He naturally does something for Anah, that's Shane. That's not interesting. What about according to the other Rishonim that he's not Nana? Which Av Malacha is Nachash? This is crucially important. Then we'll review it when we get to the Sugya then. Which Av Malacha is Nachash? So says Tosvos, and the second day in the Rashba. Fascinating question. Is he Karen Muad or not? Says Tosvos, he's Regel. Why is he Regel? He's Kavanos Lahazik. Oh, because it's Darko. Darko has to be Shane or Regel, so it's not Shane, so we'll call it Regel. Tosa says it's Regel, and the Rashba in his second day also says Regel. What is Tosa saying? Tosos Rashba Deyabet says that it's Regel. A Nachash is Regel. Oh, he's Kavanos Lahazik. We don't care about Kavanos Lahazik. Just like Karen Tam is Meshonem, we don't care about Kavanos Lahazik. Likewise, when it comes to Karen Muad, we don't care about Kavanah. We only care about Mishunah versus Orche. Karen Muad is something which was Mishunah and you did three times, having nothing to do with Kavanah. Shein V'regel is something which was natural from the beginning. Tosos clearly does not hold like this answer. He holds that even Karen Muad is defined by Mishunah. Kavanah L'Hazik is irrelevant Lagamre. However, the Magen Mishnah interpreting the Rambam, the Rambam's not 100% clear, maybe we'll get back to the Rambam, and the Rash in the Shidun Kubetzes, who's not the Rash Mishans, the Baal Tosfos, he's a later Rash. The Rash in the Shidun Kubetzes, and the Magen Mishnah, at least Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah tries to take him in a slightly different direction, Bidas HaRambam, says, Keren Muad, Me'ikaro, it's a Karen Muad from the beginning. This is basically what I mean. Is there such thing as Karen that's Muad from the beginning? According to the Tosos and the Rashba, no. The definition of Karen is Mishunah. Karen Tam is Mishunah. Karen Muad is Mishunah. They got Muad. But there is no Karen Muad from the beginning because Karen is defined by Mishunah. Oh, if Karen is defined by Mishunah, what do we do with the beginning of the Masechet? Either it's another Mando Amar, Rav Papa, or that was before we got to the Tzad HaShavis. However, says the Magen Mishnah, and says the Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, Karen Tam is defined by Mishunah. Karen Muad is not defined by Mishunah. Karen Muad is Orche. And don't say it's defined by used to be Mishunah, or Mishunah for most animals like that. No. Karen Muad is defined by Kavanos Lahazik, and that's what we're talking about in the Masechet. I think that's the most Meduic answer. Beginning of Masechet is talking about Karen Muad. Here we're talking about Karen Tam. Karen Muad is defined by Kavanos Lahazik, because it is Orche. And therefore, there could be something that's Karen Muad, Meikaro. How so? If an animal is Kavanos Lahazik, but it's normal for that animal to use Kavan Lahazik, like a Nachash, then he's Karen Muad from the very beginning. So that's a very, very, very basic question about the nature of Karen, affects all these different sugyas. These are we'll have to see the Rav as a fourth approach, but that'll have to wait till after the Bechina. We'll have a chance to stick it in. But we got to the main part of this sugya. Three different drachim in resolving the stira between the Rambam, which are really three different opinions about what defines keren? Either it's machlokes in the Tuman D'Amrim, and all the sugis fit into Tuman D'Amrim, or, no, what defines keren is some combination of these, and ultimately, both of them define keren, and, you know, if you're kavanas lahazik, but not mishunah, or mishunah, but not kavanas lahazik, you're told of tzadah shaveh, but in the end, it's mishunah that gives you the dinim. Or say, there's a fundamental difference in keren tam and keren muad. Keren tam and keren muad are two totally different definitions, and keren tam is defined by mishunah, but keren muad is defined by kavanas lahazik, which is really two different svaras for why keren muad is more chamer. We saw nafkaminas is how to define keren muad is in the two mirror image cases that should be the nafkaminas. What if you have something that was mishunah and then got huad, but is not kavanas lahazik? Rashi versus Rami Simcha. Or what if you have something that was never mishunah, was totally darko, but is kavanas lahazik? Fundamental machlokes we showed him on daf tesayin. Okay, if you think about this a little more, and put together what I left out on the board, you might come out with some far-reaching conclusions, and then I'll tell you, look in the Rishima Shirma, the Rav, and the Basement, and you'll find he agrees with you. All right, we'll now break for the